This one struck me as it's not necessarily a real story, but a true story. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of what I was going for. I've written a couple of novels that are based on particular historical events. And this time around, I was interested in escaping that. I was interested in escaping the tyranny of the fact. And what I wanted to write about was the folklore of Newfoundland. That's what I was really interested in. I mean, Newfoundland was an oral culture for about 300 years. And the folklore of the place, it's kind of like the cultural DNA of the place. And it's what, for me, it's what's true about the place. That's what, I think there's something in the folklore that when people say there's something different about Newfoundland, the folklore is the place where you find that. Like, that's the record of the something different about Newfoundland to a large extent. And in that sense, I think it's true. It's what's true about the place. And, I mean, Newfoundland now is a very different place than Newfoundland 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but a lot of that stuff is carried through, you know, like there's a lot of that still around. So I was really interested in trying to recreate a sense of the what was basically a medieval world in Outport, Newfoundland, and where you had these people who lived somewhere between a physical landscape that was incredibly harsh and incredibly dangerous, and on the other side of that was this netherworld that they had populated with fairies and witches and cures for toothache and warts and charms and spells and odd superstitions. That, and to them, that world was just as real as the physical world that they were living in. And so, in a lot of ways, Galore was my attempt to try and recreate, for some of the book anyway, to try and recreate a sense of that world and what it was like for those people living in it.
It opens with a really strange incident. Tell me about Judah.
My original intention when I was thinking about writing this book was not to make anything up. I wanted to find the root for everything that was going to end up in the novel in the folklore of the place. Now, I couldn't help myself, and eventually I did make a bunch of stuff up. But the book opens with a scene of a guy basically being cut from the belly of a whale, and he becomes one of the central characters of the book. There's an old, I think it's an English dance hall song called Jack Was Every Inch a Sailor, and that has become a Newfoundland standard, and I grew up being tortured with it in school choirs and stuff like that. But it's about a whaler who gets blown off a ship into the ocean and swallowed by a whale. So when I first started thinking about this book and thinking about the kinds of things I wanted in there, I wanted the most outlandish, most outrageous stuff I could find, and I thought, well, gotta have a guy swallowed by a whale. And it's also very biblical, and I think Outport, Newfoundland, part of the medieval nature of it was how biblical it was in some senses. So that to me seemed like a lock for a way to open the book. So you have a whale who is beached in the Outport, and in the process of butchering it, they happen on this what they think is a corpse. As they are about to bury it, it turns out to be somebody who's still alive. And Judah becomes a talisman in the community. He's a very, very strange creature who's bleached absolutely white and doesn't speak and for a little while can't walk.
And smells really bad.
And smells horrifically bad. For me, at the start, I was just trying to imagine what a guy who was being cut out of the belly of a whale would look and smell like. And then I had to write a story that basically finds a place for all of those things to make some sort of sense.
The perception in the rest of Canada is that Newfoundland is entirely populated by characters. And you have done your best to perpetuate that myth. Or is it true?
Well, you will certainly find characters everywhere you go in Newfoundland. Not everybody in Newfoundland is a character, no. But this is kind of a Newfoundland fable, too, you know. So I wanted Paradise Deep in the Gut to encapsulate the entire story of Newfoundland. So to be kind of almost like a little allegory, which is why you have the English Protestant family and the Irish Catholic family that there's a lot of animosity between, I mean, I think something like 90-odd% of the 500,000 Newfoundlanders today are direct descendants of an original settler population of about 19,000, mostly Irish Catholic and English Protestant. So these two families are kind of allegorical in that sense. And of course, by the end of the book, it's impossible to tell the two families apart. There's so much crossover that they are the same family. And to me, that's really the developing story of Newfoundland. So that's where that came from. But this little village, I mean, I wanted all of Newfoundland's characters in there. So that's perpetuating that myth, I guess.
I loved it. Great job.
Thank you.
So, and you're going to have to put up with more awards and all that. I'm really sorry for you.
Well, I'll see if I can stand it. But, you know, I said to Holly about 100 pages into this book when I was writing it, I said, it's either the best thing I've ever written or it's a complete piece of crap. And at the moment, I feel like it's the best thing I've ever written. I really do feel like I've pushed myself to a place where I'm a much better writer now than I was when I started writing the book. So I'm glad you liked it.
The book is Galore. It's a novel. I've been speaking with the author Michael Crummy, and Michael Crummy's Galore, published by Doubleday Canada.